Nebraska considers mobile sports betting and public vote. Nebraska legislators held a public hearing on Monday, the 10th of March, to discuss the potential expansion of sports gambling in the state and whether the decision should be left to voters. Currently, 28 states allow residents to place sports bets on mobile devices while physically within state lines. Nebraska, however, does not permit mobile sports betting. As a result, Nebraskans who have accounts with major sportsbooks such as FanDuel, DraftKings, and Caesars must travel to Iowa to place their bets, which many already do. A proposed measure, LR 20, aims to change this by legalizing mobile sports betting within Nebraska, with the possibility of the decision ultimately being made by voters. Supporters cite economic benefits. Advocates for the bill argued on Monday that allowing sports betting within state borders would keep gambling revenue in Nebraska, with a portion allocated to reducing property taxes. Quote, "We're trying to regulate what's already happening. This is also taxed. Right now, they cross into Iowa and Iowa gets their tax money and the revenue associated with it." Lance Morgan, Warhorse Casino CEO. Sarah Muley, a government affairs representative for DraftKings, spoke of the financial impact of keeping betting revenue in Nebraska. She said that the state is currently losing millions of dollars in tax revenue to neighboring states and that customers are being driven to illegal platforms that do not offer adequate protections. Supporters estimate that Nebraska could gain around $30 million in property tax relief if LR 20 is enacted. Opponents warn of gambling risks. However, critics of the bill urged lawmakers to consider the societal costs of expanded gambling, pointing out that state revenue would ultimately come from losses suffered by Nebraskan gamblers. Quote, "The only thing you heard from proponents today was money. Nothing about what's best for families and kids, and nothing about how more than 50% of online gambling revenue comes from addicted gamblers. Sports betting is already legal in Nebraska. If people want to bet on sports, they can, in casinos. What this would do is force it on every device and into every home in our state." Nate Grosh, Nebraska Family Alliance. Opponents also highlighted the dangers of mobile gambling, arguing that it disproportionately targets problem gamblers and contributes to addiction. Supporters, however, countered that sports betting is a form of entertainment and that industry safeguards exist to protect those struggling with gambling addiction.